The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect gift or addition to a small gathering. The Home Bar makes over 30 drinks from cosmopolitans to old fashions at the push of a button. Just insert the pod, press start, and enjoy. Each DrinkWorks pod contains real ingredients and premium spirits. For a limited time, get $50 off the Home Bar with promo code HOLIDAY. Go to DrinkWorks.com to order now. DrinkWorks, press play. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. Please enjoy responsibly.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you. Get Goldfinger
today. Hello and welcome to a completely unnecessary episode of the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors took care of business on the road on Saturday night against the New York Knicks. By a score of 132-106. That is a season high for points allowed by the Knicks at the MSG. This season, the Raptors looked phenomenal. And you, again, it's that bench unit, baby. Under the bright lights, playing at the Mecca. We had six players score 8 points or more. That's crazy, man. To get that kind of bench production is crazy. And, like, I don't even care to talk about any of the starters, really. Like, none of them really mattered. It was pretty, Valanciunas had to go in early. He went inside, and he was very decisive around the basket. Good on him. Lowry hit a couple threes, really turned on the third quarter to push this game out of hand. DeMar was cold all game. It doesn't really matter. Ibaka was cold. Yo, Ibaka was so cold at one point he missed four shots on the same possession. He had a wide open three. He missed it. He got his own rebound, drove to the rim. He missed it. Some other Raptor got the rebound. They kicked it out. Serge got the putback after our initial drive. He missed it, and then he missed another tip. It was funny to watch. Although Serge did hit two threes in the third quarter there to stretch it out, but that's all I'm going to say with the starters, man. Oh, and Norm Powell, whatever he did Norm Powell things, but it's the bench, and everybody off that bench looked phenomenal. Especially when you get into that Knicks bench. Like, first off, the Knicks are starting. The Knicks have, five players from their G League team. Like, it's no longer clear where the line ends between the New York Knicks and the Westchester Knicks. Because you got Luke Kornet from that 905, from the G League team. Isaiah Hicks, Williams, Trey Burke was down there. Damian Dotson. If you're going to make it to a Benz out of that Dotson. But, I mean, that whole team is like a G League team, man. And, what do you expect? The Raptors bench is, decent enough to contend for a playoff spot. And, it was no contest. It was no contest. You look right down the list. Siakam, probably the most impressive out of the group. Siakam, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 of 8 shooting from the field. Tons and tons of good stuff from Siakam, bringing the ball up, playing point guard, playing point forward, which is what he is nowadays. Him crossing up Michael Beasley, going to the rim a couple times, hooking up with his buddy Jakob Poeltl for a couple put classic Jakob skills, high low feeds. They're just so good, the two of them. I think they had four passes to each other, four buckets today. And, Siakam guarding whoever. He's so impressive. A plus 23 in 18 minutes for Siakam. He's just a monster. And to see him improve and grow, it's kind of shocking, really, that we just bring him off the bench, really. Because he's good enough to start, man. The way he's playing defensively and where he kind of, he's grown to the point where he seamlessly fits into every scenario, It's been such a joy to watch Siakam this year. And a huge improvement from his rookie year. Because I remember, when he was a rookie, he just wasn't doing much. You know, he was hitting some baseline jumpers. He wasn't really starting, when he started, he wasn't really making an impact. He's just such a, I don't know, man. He's a joy to watch. Anyway. CJ Miles. Did CJ Miles things. Hit a ton of threes. He had one stretch in the third quarter where He hit a tough corner three off of a pass by Siakam. Siakam trapped under the rim, delivers a pass right on the money, which, by the way, another credit to Siakam. When he does pass, it's always right on the money, like right in the shooting pocket, so the shooter can go right up with it. It's part of why he gets so many assists. Miles to corner three in the next possession. The Raptors, like, fake the Knicks around, make them run in circles, and then Miles ultimately, like, hits another three there. Miles also hit, like, a crazy 30-foot banker to end the first quarter. And, you know, just a nice little night for CJ Miles. Driving to the rim for a basket, no call. But, you know, just a score we need off the bench. Jakob Poeltl, every game with Jakob Poeltl is the same. He's incredibly efficient with all his movements. He's great on defense. He's a very good passer off the pick and roll. The 4-on-3 scenario, Poeltl's always going to pick out the right pass. He's been great on the offensive glass. He gives great rim protection, and, you know, teams always try him. Like, it's weird. Like, I think it's just like they just default, like, oh, here comes this big European white guy. I'm going to, like, post him up, or I'm going to try to isolate against him. Like, Trey Burke tried to isolate against him. I'm like, what are you doing, Trey Burke? You're way worse than Jakob Poeltl. Don't even try that. That's not a mismatch for you. But Poeltl, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, plus 23, just like Siakam. Perfect. Van Vliet, just, you know, a very subtle performance of Van Vliet. He got it going in the fourth quarter, but, you know, honestly, Van Vliet didn't have to do much, man. All he had to do was just sit around, you know, be ready in the corner for threes, you know, drive to the hoop for a couple tough finishes, you know, have a crisp fade, like, everything, man. Just, you know, just a total pro. Just a total pro from Van Vliet. And then Delon Wright made a surprise appearance for the Raptors. It was initially deemed that he would not play. He would miss another game with his sore toe, but, you know, he tested it out. He felt good enough to play, and he looked good enough to play. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 of 7 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3. The 3-point shooting for Wright has really stabilized after a really slow start to the year. Wright is now, like, moving into the positions to get open for 3. Like, he's kind of, like, naturally repositioning himself, depending on, you know, the angle of the drive for him to get the open kick out. He's hitting those shots, even though it's still a weird, like, low arc shot. He's hitting them. And also, when he goes to the rim, he's incredibly crafty. Like, he had one play today where he was going against Isaiah Hicks, where he crossed him up, going right to left, and then, like, got to the rim, did a little up fake while jumping, which, like, engaged Hicks to get off his feet and try to block the shot. Then he pulled it under the shot contest and then somehow flipped it into the rim. Like, Delon is just a magician, man. I mean, he's a delight to watch, and it's nice to have him back in the lineup. His defense wasn't really necessary because, you know, who on this Knicks team are you really guarding? But solid night from Wright. And just, you know, I mean, we're even getting random dudes off the street that are playing well for us. Malcolm Miller comes in, 8 points, 12 minutes, 3 of 4 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3. Three rebounds, like a very, very quick release. He hit a 3 before the end of the first half. His teammates love him. He fits well with the starters. Like, he just shoots the ball. That's it. And, you know, he's got another. He keeps getting baskets off cuts. Like, it's clear that, like, this is the 905 system, you know, being put into play, because these guys come in and they just play seamlessly with the bench. Like, Miller today got, like, a cutting layup going to the rim. He's had a couple cutting layups. He had one against the Rockets as well. And, you know, that's just the style of Raptors basketball, baby. That's what we do, all right? We hit open threes. We move the ball. We cut. We are nothing like what we were in previous seasons. We are a new team. Miller coming in, you know, giving us the goods. Also, Nigel Hayes making his Raptors debut on the 10-day contract. Solid, very solid. Obviously, this isn't like mega garbage time. Like, the Raptors bench is so good. The Raptors bench needs a bench. And so Hayes is on the Raptors bench's bench. But he came in, and I think he needs a bench too, because he hit 2 threes, one off the right side of the floor, one on the left side of the floor, where after he hit the second one, he turned to the Knicks bench and flung an arrow at them, Jamal Murray style. And, you know, Raptors called timeout. Dwayne Casey, and being the dad that he is, went over and was like, hey, man, come on, play nice. Don't do that. But, of course, Hayes is just kind of clowning his teammates because, again, there's a lot of Westchester Knicks on the floor tonight, Hayes being one of them, probably Hayes being the best of them. Outside of Luke Kornet, Kornet is pretty solid, but Yeah, Hayes, I mean, no lack of confidence on the jumper. He's got really long arms, which is strange. Like, he looks a little bit like OG out there with the super long arms and the short shorts. It's a whole look, really, for the Raptors when, you know, you play 5 minutes and you have long arms and short shorts and you're 6'8", and, you know, you hit threes, like, you're OG. You're OG. He's basically, if he had a real NBA check, he'd be buying Supreme. He'd really be OG, but... You know, Hayes has been solid. You know, I'm interested to see more of Hayes. If the three-point shot is as pure as it looked today, I mean, like, you know, shit, why not? Bebe also got some run, you know, just making the right passes, cheering everyone on. It's funny to see Bebe, like, you know, take guys like Hayes and Miller under his arm and walk into the tunnel and talking to them and stuff. Like, you could just tell Bebe is a very solid presence for the locker room. You know, just cheering everyone up. And Bebe's good enough to play. Like, shit, if Bebe was on the Knicks, he'd be playing right now. But and it's just a luxury. It's a super luxury that the Raptors have. Yeah, just an effortless win, really. And honestly, the Raptors didn't even take this game seriously for the first half. Like, at all. And they were still up. They were still up 9 at the half. They went up another 8 points in the third quarter. And then went up another 10 points in the fourth quarter. 30-point slap, easily. Like, just easy, man. And the Raptors are now on an 8-game winning streak. They're actually, if that foul call was given against JV in that Bucks game that we lost in overtime, the Raptors would be on a 16-game winning streak right now. It's kind of insane to think about that. And, of course, the Raptors won today, and also the Celtics lost. We don't even care about the Cavs in terms of standings, so... The Raptors are more firmly in the first seed. They're 3.5 games up on Boston. Of course, there's still those 2 games coming up against Boston, and that's going to be a huge determinant of what happens, but the Raptors continue to roll, and they keep putting more cushion between themselves and the second seed, and, you know, you can guarantee yourself home court throughout the, you know, East playoffs, and maybe, depending on who comes out of the West, and depending on if the Raptors go to the finals. I mean, that's crazy to talk about, but... People are going to be talking about it, especially if you play that well at MSG. People are going to talk about you because that's the media capital of the world. And, you know, that's why players like playing there. And if you come through with this kind of impressive performance, which, you know, it's nothing to beat the Knicks, but right after that ESPN game where the Raptors, you know, against Detroit, I'd certainly say they looked impressive, especially DeMar with his 2 plays at the end of regulation and OT. And then you see that whole game against Houston, hyped up, Raptors delivered. That's incredible. And then, you know, again, beating the Knicks is not a big deal. 133 points is the most points they've allowed at MSG this season. That's nice. That's something you could talk about. They certainly look dominant. And you could certainly say, even without Lowry and DeRozan playing well, which the two of them combined for 25 points, shit, the Raptors still smacked up the Knicks. So there's going to be a lot of people talking about them. And that's good. I just hope it doesn't really get to their heads as much, you know. But, I mean, this is also a pretty calm and level group, really. But I guess having a little bit of pressure of expectation is not so bad for this team. It's not like they haven't had it before, but... It is kind of cool that they've gotten this far with 49 wins. By the way, 49 wins. We're going to get to 50 wins before 20 losses, man. That's nuts. We're going to get to 50 wins on Tuesday when we play Brooklyn. Yeah, I mean, as long as they play well under those expectations and they respond to it, they're going to be good. They're going to be good, man. It's a good little preparation going into the playoffs. Anyway, in terms of your 3... stars of the night. Giving the first star to Pascal Siakam. I loved how he played today. Second star goes to JV. Very decisive. I like when JV's decisive and going to the rim. He's really improved on that this year. He's quicker. Not only in because he's like slimmed down just a little bit, but he's also just quicker because he's thinking the game a little bit faster, and he's actually outsmarting his opponents a couple times, which is just rare for JV historically. But today, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists in 22 minutes. Great performance. Although defensively, I thought he was a bit shaky, but whatever. Who cares about defense in a game like this? And then your third star, giving it to DeLon Wright. DeLon, looking good. Looking good, DeLon. Welcome back to the team. And in terms of the Gerald Henderson, that one's pretty straightforward. Luke Kornet, the lost Zeller brother, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Very active around the rim. Got a couple putbacks. mostly because no one helped when JV would help at the rim, and Cornet would get some putback dunks that way. Smooth-looking three-point stroke. I mean, this is all stuff that he's demonstrated at the G League level, and I'm happy he's able to come in and do a really shitty Kristaps impersonation. It's fun to watch. And that's pretty much it. I thank you to everyone for listening. The next podcast against the Nets will be just as uneventful. And, you know, times are really good. I feel a little bit spoiled. I'm not going to lie, man. I feel like I should be more amped for a 26-point victory of the Knicks, but it is what it is. We are in uncharted waters here. All right, peace.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.